And for our first installment of the year 2021, we have, of course, our number one pastor, that is Father Ray.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back to another edition.
Thank you. And we're not kidding when we say the first of the year, because today is actually January 1st.
Yeah, that's right. Recording date for this episode of St. Teresa's on the Air is January 1st, 2021. Lots of ones involved.
That's good. We just finished Mass.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of joking with Steve that tomorrow in confessions should be long because there were not as many people at the Holy Day of Obligation. But since you won't hear this until after the weekend, probably.
Well, you know, so let's talk a little bit about that. Going into the legalities. I know it's your favorite topic, but you know, sometimes, especially when the holy days fall so close to the weekend, why do we, and by we I mean the church in general, not St. Teresa's, you know, but why do we sometimes say, okay, yeah, well, you know, so it fell on a Saturday, so it's not a holy day this year, let's just, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Why don't we just keep them holy days all the time and avoid the confusion?
Well, I mean, I kind of agree with that, but, you know, I took a promise of obedience to the bishops, and it's the bishops that make that decision, and I think, you know, I think there's a deep answer to that, but I don't want to go too deep, but the Father Ray answer is simple. I think the bishops were looking and saying, well, people weren't coming to the holy day, so if we don't make it a holy day, or if we just move it to the Sunday Mass, then people are not putting themselves into mortal sin.
Is that kind of like the legalizing marijuana thing?
I'm sure it's connected. It's not like, that we're making a connection to the U.S. bishops and marijuana.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, well, if we just legalize it, then it's not a crime anymore.
Exactly. You know? Now, remember that, you know, the third commandment is keep holy the Sabbath. And part of that is, you know, the reason that commandment and all the commandments are there is because, you know, people stop doing it. They stopped. They stopped worshiping God. They stopped honoring God. They stopped loving their neighbor. And you know, when you look at the commandments, so that's what they're all about. It's about loving God and loving your neighbor. And, you know, when you stray from that, as the Israelites did, God had to put his foot down. And so he put his foot down, and he makes us worship him. He's a jealous God. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I think that's the side you want to be on as far as worshiping him, mm-hmm. going to Mass, doing it, saying your prayers, you know, trying, of course, to live a good life. I know it's difficult, but keeping holy the Sabbath is keeping holy those days that should be holy. You know, today we celebrate Mary, the Mother of God, you know. That's a pretty important feast day. It's not just because it's New Year's and it's a new day. The church New Year happened on the first Sunday of Advent, back in the end of November. That was our New Year. So it's not that we celebrate New Year's Day. It just happens that the feast day is on the same day as New Year's. So what are we celebrating? We're celebrating Mary, who said yes. She said yes. She was faithful to God. She had the right to say no, by the way. She had to have that right, you know. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a free will choice. But she said yes, and we should honor her for that. And that's why, you know, coming to Mass on such holy days like the motherhood of Mary and the other holy days of obligation are important, because they're basics to our faith. And, you know, if you don't show up, if you're not there, then you lose out big time, you know, and then it becomes a mortal sin, because if, you know, for something to be mortal sin, it has to have three characteristics. Number one, it has to be inherently wrong. So if the commandment is to keep holy the Sabbath and you don't do it, that's inherently wrong. The second thing is that you need to know that it's inherently wrong for a sin to be mortal. And then thirdly, you have to do it, or and make it wrong, you know?
Like sufficient reflection, I think, is what they used to call it, right? You had to think about it, know it's wrong, and then say, I'm not going to do it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And so that's why, like, you know, we're always taught that if you're in a state of mortal sin, going to receive communion should never happen until you get a chance to go to confession. Now, in the year of COVID, hopefully 2020, now that it's 2021, so last year, in the year of COVID, there is the dispensation, which many of you perhaps, you know, fall under. And, you know, if you're curious as to what that dispensation is, you can always go to the diocesan website and see it from Bishop Parks. So many of you who were not there may be out of fear or, you know, just concern. But if I go to Walmart this afternoon and I see you there and you weren't at church, there's a problem, right? Not that I'm going to Walmart, so if you need to go, go this afternoon.
Okay, and we're not going to go and say, you know, that maybe there were a lot of people that were, you know, hungover. We're not going to say that. Because they could have come to the vigil.
Well, that's right, you know. And that's another option. So, I mean, you had two options. But wasn't it raining?
Wasn't
there like oxygen in the air or some excuse or something that people use? I don't know.
Well, it did rain last night, I think.
It did. I just work here. I don't know. We're just trying to save souls. That's all. I guess I got to worry about my own soul first.
But yeah, I just always, you know, I just remember, you know, growing up, I always go back to my childhood, my Catholic childhood. You know, the holy days, you know, and there were a bunch of them when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, a bunch of them that now, as an adult, you know, have been, you know, shuffled off to the weekend or whatever. You know, that was like, kind of like you could spot the Catholics a mile away because, you know, on some obscure Wednesday, they're all, you know, dipping out lunch hour to go to church, you know, or something like that. It was, you know, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something a little special that kind of, I don't want to say, you know, it didn't make us any better than anybody else, but it just kind of, you know, gave you that kind of, you know, communion with your fellow Catholics.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think it's, what is it, the Ascension? Yeah, Ascension Thursday. It was always on a Thursday, right?
Right.
Ascension Thursday. So some dioceses did not move that to the Sunday. And there are only a few who did not do that, and they still hold the Holy Day of Obligation. I know Cardinal Dolan up in New York still holds Ascension Thursday as a Holy Day of Obligation. The rest of the dioceses that decided to move it to the Sunday, you know, I don't know. I just it's important. I think the holy days, you know, are important. I think the regular Sundays during the ordinary time are important, you know. And when you're combining the two of them, one of them gets bumped, so the readings get bumped. And you know, sometimes the saints get bumped too on their feast day, you know, because it's a holy day or it's a Sunday, and the saint gets bumped. But that's okay for a saint to get bumped. They're okay. They're already there in heaven. They don't really care, you know. But if you have a good priest, at least they'll mention them in the praise of the faithful or the Eucharistic prayers. I mean, but the big days that were once holy days, it's kind of just, I don't know, it does make a difference, and I think it affects society, and I think it affects family life when people just kind of blow them off, you know, for something else. And, you know, I mean, if you're listening to this, probably you were at church, so you're safe. It's everybody else.
Chances are, yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, so that's first topic.
didn't mean to get quite so heavy this morning.
Yeah, we decided, what are we going to talk about? We said, let's just push play and go for it.
Well, there you are. So it is a brand new year, and you know, what is the new year going to bring as we stumble forth out of 2020 and into 2021?
Well, if I knew that.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know the answer?
I don't. I'm hoping that now with the antivirus out, the shot.
Well, now that's a bit of a topic.
It is, and I'm really not thinking we want to go there.
I was going to say, we only have 15 minutes left. Do you have enough time for that?
Yeah, probably not, yeah. But if you're curious about it. But the reality is that the doctors and the CDC, I was going to say the OCD, but I guess that them too.
Them too, yeah.
You know, they're saying that if we can get to about 70 to 75% herd
immunity.
Immunity, then the COVID will kind of dissipate on its own. So if you're of the, I'm going to get a shot, or if you're of the, I'm not going to get a shot, I ask that you prayerfully read the U.S. Bishop's commentary on it, and then, you know, the moral point of view is always up to you personally as to how you're going to follow or not follow. So, with that being said, let's move on.
Okay, topic number three. What's behind topic number three?
I know you're all sitting there thinking, these guys have nothing planned. And you're probably right.
That's not entirely true. We long ago we decided to, you know, to make this kind of unlike anything else you've heard on the radio before, which is make it a little more free form and casual than most of what you would hear on, say, a typical Catholic talk radio station. And we've lived up to that.
We certainly have.
We have
not let you down.
So, anyway. Oh,
and by the way, I want to thank those who, after our last Advent show, came up to me and told me that you listened.
Did they do that?
There were several, like three.
Oh,
so,
okay.
To the three of you who might listen to this, thank you. Speaking of casual.
So if there are any further than the three that mentioned last time, stop up to see Father Ray. He's the tall one with the balder of the, you know. Stop up and say, hey, we heard you.
Yeah.
Because he likes to know that the people, you know, hear this stuff, you know. We can tell sometimes when you're listening on the website because we have these little statistics pages, mm-hmm. that are you know, you can see on the admin pages, and when a new broadcast goes up, all of a sudden it's like there's a spike in the number of people that went to the page. So
which is good.
You can, mm-hmm. you can tell that so there's people that listen by going to the website, but it's also fun to see who's actually listening on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuz you know, we do reach the greater metropolitan area on the radio.
I can pick it up across the street at my house. Just barely. if I have the antenna set right.
Now, of course, we don't want to make too much fun of it, but you know, one of the things that people, you know, I don't know if you don't remember way back when we first started doing this, and we did a Pew survey, so what you know, if you listen, what would you like to change or whatever? And the, you know, one of the comments was, well, you know, could you boost the power? Could we hear you more? Oh, yeah. You know, further out. Mm-hmm. That is the one thing we absolutely cannot do, not because we don't want to, but you know, this is this radio station is licensed. You know, FCC licensed to be what is called a low power FM radio station.
Now, if someone wants to grant us about $500,000, we could go to a high power FM. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, if. So as I was saying, the low power option is. basically we're licensed to be a low power FM radio station, and that means that what you hear is what you get.
So yeah, and so you're more than welcome to come sit in the parking lot with your radio on. was a 101.3 FM.
Yeah. But, no, we tease about that, but, you know, on a good day, you know, when the conditions are good outside, atmospheric and everything else, you really can hear us all over the city and even, you know, touching the outskirts into Lee County almost. Mm-hmm. So it's not as, you know, what we would jokingly say, we can hear it across the street, or we can hear it down to Slappy Boulevard. That's good. But then there are some days where it's tough to hear too. So it depends on the weather, truly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the one thing we can't do, is to jack up the power. We wish we could. That would be nice, but but that's why we do put the local broadcasts
on the website.
You know, you can get we have a link to the EWTN network, so you can get those broadcasts from the website. Just click on the link, and if you want to hear the local broadcasts, you just click on the podcast there. So you can get it on the web, or you can get it on the air. Either way, we aim to please.
We do.
That's right. Yes. Speaking of aiming to please.
Yes.
Next
topic.
Next topic. For those who are wondering, we did bring back the music at the 8:30 Mass.
Sunday morning, yes.
Sunday morning Mass.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going on. Started at Christmas,
yeah,
and we'll continue forth from there. What else is happening?
Well, we're just a little shy of our what we used to call the BAA, the Bishop's Annual Appeal, which, by the way, which is now called the ACA.
No, it needed to stay the BAA because because we're helping the Lamb. You know, come on now. This is like a big PR thing. You got to work it.
Well, they call it the ACA, and I can never remember what that stands for, but it's money for the diocese and for the programs of the diocese. And the majority of it, believe it or not, goes to the seminarians for their education and formation. And, you know, so St. Teresa's has always been very generous, and so I get ready, because we're getting ready to gear it up again with a new bishop, and ta-da, here we go. So through the times of COVID, with the federal money, we were able to get some of those PPP loans. And there's a new batch that just went out, and our diocesan finance chair said that not everyone will be able to receive the funds this time because of the generosity of the people in the parish. I don't think we're going to be able to get some of that money, because y'all have been very generous and very supportive and throughout the whole time, and that's the way it should be. And so, you know, but we'll see. And if, you know, if we can find a way to maneuver some money somewhere else, and under the sheets, and if the diocese is listening to this, they're on their way over now. You know, man, digging little holes.
We understand. You said you have some sheets with things under them.
But, you know, it's just the, we still have the building loan, and I mentioned in my letter that I sent, the last letter I sent out about a month or so ago, about not telling anyone about some of the plans that we're working on, and one of it is that we're going to need a new high school. And so, you know, when I asked someone about the donating, what did I say, $500,000?
Uh-huh.
I need about 22 of those half millions. Yeah.
That's a piece of change.
I know someone's got it. Someone's got it. You know. Not that they'll give it, but no. There's a lot of people that got it. Speaking of that, can you believe that on this Senate race, each side is spending $500 million? $500 million for what is it, 6 weeks? Was it 6 weeks of until
you,
the
you, know, you don't really want to get me started on that, but that,
no, I don't.
That's an obscene amount of money for what it's going for.
For these TV commercials and the flyers. Oh my God, the flyers! Lord have mercy. What a shame.
I mean, that do you know how many Little Caesars pizzas you can buy with that money? I mean, do you realize?
Yes.
That is obscene. That mm-hmm. really, you know, and you know, that's sort of like misplaced priorities, I think.
You think?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm no theologian, but I did play one on TV once. But I do say that I call that misplaced priorities. I do.
Yeah, but seriously, we're gonna looking at building a. We're probably gonna do it in phases. Just like because
build
I
the ceiling first and work down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, just leave it on the pavement out there. But there'll be more on that coming. As well as other big projects, the current rectory across the street will probably be put on the market. It's got 5 bedrooms and 2 baths and nice yard and garage. And so, if anybody's looking or knows anybody who's interested in that property, this is the first I'm saying of it. So, and down at Neighbors in Need, where we cleared the lot behind, you know, we're looking at possibility of storage units, which after a couple of years would pay back the initial investment and and then profit us over. We're thinking with a full capacity, and they're all full all over the town because people don't get rid of their junk. They'd just rather pay someone to store it. we're looking at probably about $120,000 to $150,000 a year profit, and that would go towards St. Clair's.
Yeah, I could buy a lot of Little Caesars pizzas.
Yeah, St. Clair's Neighbors in Need, and you know, the sustainability of that. You know, we as a church have got to look at different views, different ways of making money, because you know the big generous donors of the parish, you know, we've buried a lot of them. And their kids have either left the church or they're not as generous. And for a variety of reasons.
Not because they're mean, but because
there's just a lot. You know, I mean, I know people overextend themselves. And you know, so we as a church need to start looking at different ways to sustain what we do. Speaking of which, it reminds me a couple of years ago when I did that homily and I talked about trying to get the finance committee to let me invest about $10,000 into Bitcoin when it was down at $9,000 a share. This morning it crossed over $30,000. So we would have had enough money to build our high school.
No.
To build a whole bunch of things. So anyways, you know, it's just...
The visionary.
Well, like someone said to me, it's the ones that get away that hurt the most.
Yes, indeed.
So, but nothing's impossible. You know, you think about these colleges and universities and monasteries and cathedrals. And, I mean, those were built with sweat and tears and a lot of hard-earned money of people who didn't have money. And God graced them to completion. And I have complete faith that he will do the same for us. And so...
Speaking of completion...
Already?
We have already reached our state of completion for today.
We didn't get to points 4, 5, or 6 yet.
Well, that's probably a good thing. We'll save them for the next edition. So once again, Father Ray, as always, thank you for spending a little time in front of the microphone. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure.